Hey, Mom, what if making the bed wasn't a daily battle? Betty's all-in-one zipper bedding makes bedmaking so easy, the kids will even love doing it. No more messy sheets or tangled blankets. Just zip and go. Designed for busy families like yours, Betty's blends cozy comfort with effortless style. Make mornings smoother, rooms tidier, and life easier with Betty's. Shop BEDDYS.com today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, sub-zero temperatures were again recorded across the country overnight, as Met Aaron said it got as low as minus 6.6 degrees in Mount Dillon in County Roscommon. The low temperatures come ahead of an expected thaw this weekend and in the midst of a status orange low temperature and ice warning that affected 15 countries. And Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather joins us. Alan, have we seen the worst of it? Are we on our way out of this thing?
Well, we have seen the worst of it, but we're slowly going to come out of it. And there has actually been some fresh snowfall in parts of Galway, Limerick, Tipperary, Clare this morning, especially in Kerry as well, on high ground. So some of those areas that were worst impacted, unfortunately, it has compounded the problem by snowing again there overnight and early this morning. But there is a thaw in some parts of the south. Temperatures are ranging from 6 degrees to minus 7.2. Once again, Kilcolgie in Cavan was the coldest spot. So it does vary a lot, Ciara, from south to north.
Yeah, I've been checking the weather in my own area, Wicklow, every day, and it was like 0 and minus 1 and minus 2 and all those things. But it was 3. Now, it still felt freezing and there was ice everywhere when I left that, but it was 3 degrees this morning. So that's a significant climb.
Yes, no, it is rising, especially near the south and the east coast. And temperatures will get up a little bit today, but there is actually a risk of a little bit of a refreeze tonight, which could cause some issues, especially in parts of the southwest. Now, that kind of will be in a few areas. It won't be widespread, but there is still a risk of temperatures getting down to 0 degrees tonight. So that's something to keep an eye out for. But temperatures will begin to increase properly during the weekend, and by Sunday many areas will be up to 10 degrees. Now obviously where the deep lying snow is, that's going to take days to thaw. It's not going to be a very quick thaw.
And next week, Alan, do we know how we're going to fare?
Well, by Tuesday we could actually be up to 13 degrees, which might feel a little bit balmy, but it won't really, but it'll seem it.
So by comparison. It is,
yes, indeed. So it is going to get much milder Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And there will be some drizzle and some patchy light rain, but there won't be any heavy rain, which is good news, because heavy rain on top of a thaw would have resulted in very big flooding issues. So the next week is looking fairly okay, settled, boring weather in terms of, you know, temperatures around 10 or 11 degrees and no significant storms or rainfall, thankfully. So a good week for those trying to clean up after the mess.
Look, thank you very much for joining us as ever. That is Alan O'Reilly there with Carlow Weather. We're also joined by Stephen Burke, Regional Operations Manager with Ishka Éireann. The thaw is good news, Stephen, but obviously it brings its own problems, particularly in terms of water supply.
Absolutely, Ciara. The snow and the power outages earlier in the week caused a lot of water treatment problems for us, which had a big impact in the southern part of the country, North Cork, North Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary. But the temperature swing that we're about to see here, going from minus 6 to plus 10, is likely to result in a very large increase in burst water mains across the country. So, you know, we have a number of hot spots where we would be particularly exposed to situations like this. East Limerick, Croom, Oola, the Cooley Peninsula and Louth, North Kildare, North Wicklow and most of Dublin. These would be areas where we would have...
Okay, I fall into one of these categories myself, so tell me more.
It all depends on which part of Wicklow you're in, but you probably do. There would be a lot of areas now that will be quite exposed to burst water mains.
Okay, and so that will mean what? Will that mean a lack of water for people? Will that mean flooding? Will that mean burst pipes? And what should people do?
Well, the main thing we're asking everybody to do is to be conscientious of the water that they're using at home and in the workplace.
So but to conserve it?
Absolutely. So there are a number of things people can do to conserve water, like take shorter showers, make sure their dishwashers are full when they're turning them on, don't leave taps running, fix dripping taps. And the most critical thing people can do is if they find leaks in their home, get them fixed as quickly as they can. We can support with our first fix free scheme on that. but also roads, footpaths, as you're driving or walking around, if you see water rising on the footpaths or on the roads, please report it into us.
Because that's probably a burst water main. Interesting you said don't leave taps running, because I think a lot of people think, myself included, that you were supposed to leave them, you know, a dribble running in order to keep the water moving in the pipes to prevent freezing. So that you're saying no to that, is that right?
Particularly now as the temperatures are rising, yeah, we would advise everyone to stop doing that. If everybody leaves taps running, the water will run out very quickly.
Okay, that's totally fair. If there is a leak, if people are having problems, either their water has gone or indeed, as you say, they see water rising somewhere, where do they go and how do they report it?
So our customer care team are there to help 24/7. Our phone number is 1-800-278-278. Also, we can be contacted on all the usual social media channels or our website, water.ie. The impact of a burst water main is, it depends on the size of the water main. Obviously, we will probably need to turn off the water main to fix the leak. That means that there will be outages. And we have a text alert system as well that if people sign up to, all they need to do is go onto our website, put in their phone number and their air code. And if we are intending to turn the water off in a particular area, those people will get notified.
All right, so if you go to your website, you'll see all of that. I presume, just maybe very lastly, if there's that big swing in temperature, we could see floods and things too, couldn't we? We could see rivers burst. Or, you know, there's going to be an awful lot of snow on the ground and things like that that are going to be, I suppose, thawing through and becoming water all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. If we see rapid temperature increases, that can result in rapid thaws, which can impact rivers, which in turn can impact our treatment plants. It can change the water chemistry a little bit. But we'll be watching that very closely.
All right. Look, thank you for that. That is, sorry, I beg your pardon. That is Stephen Burke, their Regional Operations Manager with Ishka Éireann. I'm joined now by Jamie O'Hara, News Talk's Southern reporter in Cashel. Jamie, how are things in Tip?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, it was down to -4 here in Cashel by around 5:15 in the evening yesterday. Really impressive. And it settled at -5 pretty quickly. So really gripping cold, and it was foggy as well. Ciara, I have to say I was surprised at how bad the snow and ice is here, having been to Charleville and Mallow over the last couple of days and that area. The margins of the road into the town as you come off the motorway, they were covered in snow, and at a mini roundabout there was slightly more than the width of a car of road to go around the roundabout. I saw three men, they were digging snow in an estate, so I pulled in to talk to them, and they were saying how bad it was, and one of them was telling me they'd been looking for help over the past few days. So they ended up just going outside themselves with shovels and began to clear the roads and footpaths in the estate themselves. But a council JCB did arrive while I was there and was clearing the edges of the road and snow from between cars. And people were telling me they were out looking for salt and they couldn't find it. Not even table salt was available in the shop. Now, one of the men was very annoyed at the council and their response to the snow. But Tipperary County Council, they did say their staff and contractors, they're working tirelessly, you know, in very difficult conditions, and that unfortunately the salt they had put down originally was actually washed away by rain before the snow.
Okay, but still bad conditions there locally. I'm sure you heard us talking earlier to Alan O'Reilly. It looks like a thaw is on the way. I'm sure people will be delighted to hear that in Tipperary and indeed elsewhere. Thank you for that, Jamie O'Hara, News Talk's Southern reporter in Cashel.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, Mom, what if making the bed wasn't a daily battle? Betty's all-in-one zipper bedding makes bedmaking so easy, the kids will even love doing it. No more messy sheets or tangled blankets. Just zip and go. Designed for busy families like yours, Betty's blends cozy comfort with effortless style. Make mornings smoother, rooms tidier, and life easier with Betty's. Shop BEDDYS.com today.